Thousands of migrants have already drowned trying to make it to Europe this year.
Every day, hundreds of migrants like these arrive on this island. And this is just one of many islands throughout the Mediterranean.
On this week's In Focus, we document one of the world's major humanitarian crises and ask whether there is any solution.
You put yourself at risk. And people, they understand that, but what can they do, you know? It's very dangerous, very risky. It's like a gamble game.
The Greek island of Lesbos. Today, a Christian festival is taking place, celebrating the life of a saint. Local residents and tourists mingle as they watch the procession pass. The island, like most Greek islands, is popular with Europeans looking for sun. But as night descends, others are attracted to the island as well.
We're in Molyvos, a small, picturesque town in the north of Lesbos. We can see Turkey just over the water. It's only about an hour by boat from here. Now, we've been told that almost every night migrants arrive here in this port. So we're waiting to see if they do arrive.
We get a tip-off that some refugees have been brought in by the Greek Coast Guard. Next to the pier, we find them, about 30, mostly from Syria. They've been on European soil for less than an hour.
How do you feel now?
Now?
Yeah.
I feel very cold. I feel cold. And I feel happy because now I can work, can doing everything.
Live a life.
Live. And free, doom.
The man takes us along the pier to show us the boat they were brought in on. 30 people on this small dinghy, nicknamed by most migrants we spoke to as balloons. Other balloons were there too. Tomorrow night, more will come. He shows us where they came from.
This is Turkey, this come to Turkey.
And how long?
How long to 40 minutes to 1 hour.
Even in the dark, it is easy to make out the Turkish coastline. It's easy to see why Lesbos and other Greek islands are fast becoming the most popular way into Europe. These migrants will sleep here on the pier tonight and continue their journey in the morning.
Most of the migrants didn't want to speak to us on camera. They were very scared. One in particular was very upset, very angry. He wanted to tell us that the Greek Coast Guard, he said, abused them, shouted at them, swore at them, beat them, and crucially also tried to pull the boat back to Turkey rather than bring them into Greece. Now, we can't verify these allegations, but they are allegations that we've heard before.
The next day, we went to see the mayor of Lesbos. I put to him the allegations I had heard from the refugees.
Πιστεύω ότι υπάρχουν τέτοια φαινόμενα, διότι πιθανόν να υπάρχουν και παρεξηγήσεις, ξέρετε, όταν είναι τόσο πολλά άτομα και πέφτουν στη θάλασσα, πιθανόν να υπάρχουν κάποιες παρεξηγήσεις. Αναλαμβάνω ότι αυτοί οι άνθρωποι όχι μόνο δεν αποτρέπουν, αλλά αντίθετα αυτό που κάνουν και ο ρόλος που έχουν αυτό το διάστημα, ακριβώς γιατί κινδυνεύουν ανθρώπινες ζωές, είναι να προσπαθούν να τις διασώσουν. Αν συνέβη κάτι, το μόνο που μπορώ να κάνω είναι να εκφράσω τον αποτροπιασμό μου και εκφράζοντας όχι μόνο το δικό μου, τη δική μου άποψη, αλλά συνολικά της κοινωνίας της Λέσβου.
For the mayor, like the authorities on numerous Mediterranean islands of Greece and Italy, the migrant problem is now their most pressing worry.
Αυτή τη στιγμή είναι ένα από τα μεγαλύτερα προβλήματα που αντιμετωπίζουμε, διότι το τελευταίο διάστημα δεχόμαστε μία εισβολή δυστυχίας από ανθρώπους δυστυχισμένους, κυνηγημένους, ανθρώπους που τους εκμεταλλεύονται συγκεκριμένα κυκλώματα, τα οποία εκμεταλλεύουν όλον αυτόν τον πόνο με πάρα πολλά χρήματα, που διακινούνται πάρα πολλά χρήματα, και οι οποίοι δεν διστάζουν να θέτουν σε κίνδυνο ανθρώπινες ζωές.
At one of Lesbos' refugee camps, we spoke to another migrant who didn't want his face to be shown.
The journey for me was 4 hours, some people 6 hours, some people never go back. I never reached the Greece.
And what happens to them?
Died. You put yourself at risk. And people, they understand that, but what can they do, you know? They try to find a good future. Very dangerous, very risky. It's like a gamble game.
Thousands of migrants die each year, mainly trying to cross from Libya to Italy. This year, the problem has exploded. Thousands already have drowned. Hardly a week goes by without another tragedy hitting the news.
The majority of the population are refugees. So we have about 60-70% of Syrian refugees, and all the others are potential refugees, I mean, for countries such as Afghanistan, Somalia, and so on. So why they're coming? Because there is no hope in their country. Why they're coming to Greece? Because Greece is where it is. So it's as simple as that.
So, the gateway to Europe.
Yeah.
Every one of the migrants we spoke to in Greece was coming from countries currently experiencing war. In some countries like Syria and Libya, much of the society is completely broken down.
The reason of this peak of the refugee flow is the fact that the majority of Syrians who were in Turkey waiting for the war to finish in Syria, they see now that this is hopeless and they decide to leave from Turkey.
The Greek Coast Guard returning to port after another busy night. Like every morning, the boat is packed full of refugees.
Every day, hundreds of migrants like these arrive on this island. And this is just one of many islands throughout the Mediterranean.
Inside the ports, we hear their stories. Seeing so many people being forced to board such a small boat, this man refused to get on in Turkey. The smugglers beat him until he agreed.
When you go inside the Palon, you're surprised. The machine is not good, or there is no driver. And they put you in the night time, you know, you can't see nothing. And they use guns. If you refuse to go inside the Palon, maybe you've been killed.
Inside the boat?
Yeah.
So what happens?
When we cross the river,
yeah.
When we cross the sea?
Yeah.
So it was like a movie, you know? It was unbelievable. We met a Turkish ship. It was, you know, a big ship, like, for war. So they come for us, they say like, stop. We told them, no, please. We have children, we don't have old women, just don't do anything. And they have really big ship. They hit us with the ship.
Baba.
These migrants are the lucky ones. They will spend the day at this port waiting until they are taken to a specially built refugee camp.
I say, I'm already gonna die in my country. So I will not gonna lose if I try. I will go. If I try, I will live my life, I will finish my education, I will make real life, good life for me. If I die, it's okay, I already die in there. It's like that. Even my friends, they are just like that. We just want to live a good life.
It's morning back in Molyvos, the small town in the north of Lesbos, where we spoke to migrants the night before. The harbour is full of restaurants making ready for the day's tourists. Fishermen ready themselves to head out to sea. Meanwhile, the migrants who have tried to sleep on the pier are now being looked after.
Well, they come to the port here, and we're sort of the first restaurant, and they all come in and they ask for water and they ask for things. So lots of people have actually contributed, given us stuff, and then we make them some tea because usually they're freezing cold. In the winter, it's dreadful because they're usually always wet.
The refugees receive no help from the state when they land. It is up to local people like Melinda to offer charity. I put to the mayor that surely the state should be looking after the migrants as they land.
Εμείς κάνουμε το καλύτερο δυνατόν, αλλά οι δυνάμεις μας μέχρι ένα σημείο επαρκούν. Είναι ότι πριν από 3 ημέρες είχαμε ένα ρεκόρ αφήξεων, ήταν γύρω στα 600 άτομα που είχαν έρθει. Είχαμε κινητοποιηθεί όλοι από το πρωί, από τις αυγές, από τις 6 η ώρα το πρωί. Ερχόταν από όλες τις περιοχές του νησιού, δεν ήταν από μια συγκεκριμένη περιοχή.
And how do local people feel about this?
They don't like it. No. They're also against what I'm doing.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of them.
Why?
I've heard that they're saying that it's going to ruin the tourism. They don't want these people to be here when the shops open for lunch, because they think it's really bad for the tourism. And yeah, they just don't like it. They want them out of sight and out of mind.
But they would come anyway. They're coming.
Yes, I know. It's crazy.
I think what the Europeans must understand is that whether they like it, whether or not, it will remain this way. I mean, as long as the world is like that, as long as there is a circular, huge humanitarian catastrophe in the south and in the east of Europe, which actually we're talking about a situation of geopolitical chaos which starts from the west side of the from the north of the Indian Peninsula to the banks of the Mediterranean. So we're talking about a considerable space in Asia which still suffers. Put aside Africa, then that means that normally, logically, we should expect that these flows will be here in the years to come.
How do you feel about that? I mean, what kind of things do they say to you?
Well, yesterday somebody said to me, soon they'll be taking us with them.
What does that mean?
I have no idea. I mean, there was tons here yesterday, 230 or something, yeah. The harbour was pretty full.
We wandered along the seafront to chat with one of the local restaurant owners. We were invited to sit with one of them and his friends.
So this is not nice for them. But I don't think so, and Greece is a country, can take all this, because it's like waves. It's coming to Greece. It's not the rich country to have all these people here. That's why.
And is it bad for business?
This we will see in the end of the season. Now we don't know. The tourist people, they ask me always, what is this people? What did these people? Always they ask me. Like they don't know nothing, or they don't like to know nothing. They know what is this and they know what they like to do, but always they ask me, and this for me, it's make me tired to give always answer, what is these people?